and maybe answers. I don't know, depending how satisfactory they will be, but I'll try.
我们先今天回答问题哈。 他尝试着回答。 对，可以。
就是本来我呢就有一个问题想要问的， 加上昨天国内有一个朋友 又有一个问题， 正好我一看呢也差不多和我， 就是哥林多后书第三章， 我后来看他的问题是哥林多后书第三章上的问题。 那先说我自己的问题是什么呢， 就是新约和旧约， 有的时候呢那个又说旧约的那个东西呢是要有根据当时的历史地理，那是适用旧约的，新约不适用于了。有的时候呢那个圣经呢又是神的话语，其实每句都是有能力带着能力，每句都是对我们要说话的。就是有的时候我也有点糊涂，有的时候我们怎么能搞得清楚哪个嘛，就是要作废了没有了，不要有了什么律法的那个恩典什么啊。有的嘛又是 照理圣经没有说每句都要是神的话，但神的话嘛我们每句都要听。然后呢，朋友的问题是什么呢？他问了一个问题，他听到那个牧师，也是一个神学院的牧师讲。后来我一查呢以后，正好是这个讲的这个第三章的事情，这一章我看了我确实也有点难懂的。那个人讲到说叫旧约就是已经都废掉了，作废了。 但是马太福音里面五章17节不是说律法、耶稣来了，成全律法一点一点都不能废去。但是那个人又讲到这个说废了，就是好像是这样的意思。
三章几节？
这个整个这个三章好像都很难明白，就从第四节开始，这个整个这个第三章都有点难理解的，就是这个帕斯啦什么那个东西废，说旧约嘛说废了，怎么怎么。 旧约怎么能够废呢？啊，你是说七节以后是吗？三章七节以后对吧？对，包括像摩西的帕子是吧？他叫我们能承担这个，不是凭着自己，你就从叫他这个第三章解释解释吧。Second
Corinthians chapter 3, I think that I can only summarize the question. So,
就是死掉的哲思啦，是我们的哲思啦，在里面。
I think the key point is how to differentiate the Old Testament and the New Testament. So sometimes we are saying Old Testament already passed, we are under New Testament. Sometimes we say the whole book, the whole Bible from God and still valid. Every sentence is from God and we still need to follow. So, and specifically for the Second Corinthians chapter 3, here talking about the glory of the new covenant, right? And if the ministry, verse 7, talking about the ministry of Moses passing away, right? Mm-hmm. And we are entering the new covenant. So, how to differentiate, how to balance this two.
Yeah. It's all God's word, isn't it?
都是神的话。
The Old Testament looks forward to the New Testament.
旧约呢, 其实是在预言新约要来, 它在期望新约。
The Old Testament is preparation for Christ to come.
预备基督的来到。
In the Old Testament, it was mostly failure.
然后呢, 在旧约里人总是失败的。
The Old Testament speaks of the need for Christ to come.
他也在旧约里呢, 讲得很, 一个很清楚的信息就是 我们需要基督来， 他把这个我们需要的这个需要呢， 在旧约里都讲明了。
Now the Gospels, they record God meeting that need.
然后福音呢， 就记载了神响应了人的在旧约里的这个需要。
And the rest of the New Testament looks back on the life of Christ and his death, burial and resurrection, looks back on that and explains that in the light of the Old Testament need.
然后呢，新约除了四福音以外的部分呢，就是我回看整个耶稣的降生和受死赎罪的这个真理了。然后呢，是在旧约的这个需要里面，他做了更多的解释，也把四福音的内容展开了，更解释了一些。
Right from the very beginning of the Bible, the first pages, we find that man failed in the garden.
所以从创世纪一开始，我们就看见人在伊甸园就失败了。
What God provided a cover for their sin.
然后神呢就要给他们提供一个罪的遮盖啊，罪的救赎。
He provided Adam and Eve coats of skins.
然后神就给亚当夏娃呢一个皮衣服遮羞哈。
You read in in Genesis chapter 3,
创世纪三章。
Verse 21.
21.
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
创世纪三章二十一节，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So there we see a sacrifice. An innocent animal was sacrificed to provide a covering for Adam and Eve.
这里我们看见一个献祭哈，一个无辜的动物呢，为了亚当和夏娃的罪呢死了，然后提供了他们遮羞的衣服。
It was a covering for their nakedness, but it was not a complete removal of their nakedness.
所以它只是暂时的遮盖哈，它并没有去除。
It's a picture, really, of man's need. In the Old Testament, God covered over their sin.
所以这就是一个图像，什么图像呢？就是在旧约里人的需要，在旧约里呢，神只是遮盖了这个罪。
And so you find in the Old Testament sacrifices. Even Noah made sacrifices.Abram made sacrifices. Then later we find the children of Israel are instructed for in sacrifices.
所以你看旧约的人呢，他不停的在献祭。那挪亚献了，后面亚伯拉罕也献了，亚伯拉罕后代的以色列的子孙们也一直在献。
But they're all imperfect. They could not remove sin.
但他们这些祭物呢，都不是完全的，所以他们不能够把罪去除掉。
They could only cover it over.
他只能临时的盖住。
So that they're all the Old Testament, is like they're pictures.
所以旧约呢，就像一个图景，就像一个图像一样。
Pictures of man's need.
就是人的需要的一个图像
，and God's provision，
以及神的供应。
And in every case, when God provides a covering, He does it by grace and mercy.
任何一次神提供这个罪的遮盖呢，他都是在恩典和怜悯里做的。
So really, it's these old tests all through the Old Testament. You'll find that God deals with man.Gives them opportunities, man fails, God comes in grace, and covers over their sin until Christ came.
所以旧约呢就一直是重复这样的一个主题，人自从失丧了以后呢，神就不停的借着献祭来暂时遮盖着罪，只等到基督来。
See, in Romans, in Romans, for example,
比如说罗马书
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书的三章。
The in verse 21,
21节
here Paul writes, "And now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify."
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
See the law.And the prophets, that speaks of all the Old Testament, really is what he's talking about. The whole Old Testament looked forward to a righteousness apart from the law.
So here, 律法和先知啊，他就是在讲旧约了。
Because in another place it says that through the law nobody can be justified.
So, 在律法以下没有人是称义，没有人是义人。
So people had to live by faith that God in the future would finally take away their sins completely.
所以旧约的人呢，他们必须在信心里生活。这个信心是什么呢？他们相信在未来的时候，神会把他们的罪呢全然除去。
Keep your finger there, and we'll go to Job.Chapter 19, verse 25.
我们先这里先停在这儿，我们看一下约伯记的十九章。十九章的二十五节。
Job is the considered the oldest book of the Bible.
约伯记呢被认为是整本圣经里最古老的一卷书了。
He probably lived about the time of Abraham or before.
他应该呢是在亚伯拉罕时代的族长，甚至呢比这更早。
And his question was, how can a person be just before God?
那他的问题就是呢，人怎么在神面前是被称义的呢？
He had to look forward.
所以他。
He had to look forward to a future salvation.
所以他只能往后看，往前看，就看未来的一个救恩。
Because an innocent animal is not a willing victim. It can never take away sin.
因为一个无辜的动物哈，比如说羊，它是不能够除罪的。
So he believed that God would redeem him, would purchase him back.
所以虽然他们献祭了，他们也得相信呢，在未来呢，神还要用救赎的方法把他们买回来，而不是遮盖。
And he looked forward to that. He says in verse 25.
所以约伯记十九章二十五节。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
他说我知道我的救赎主活着。
And in the end he will stand upon the earth.
末了必站立在地上。
And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see him.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
And he says, he goes on to say, I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
So in the Old Testament.Those that live righteously, they sacrifice to God, but they didn't believe that their sacrifices would take away their sin.
所以在旧约呢，一切的那一些被神称为义的人呢，他们都是在律法下不断的献祭的，但是呢，没有人认为自己真的能靠着这样的献祭除罪。
What it does is.They looked forward to what that sacrifice represented, a sacrifice to redeem them completely.
所以他们其实是在期盼的等候一个真正的救赎， 能把他们从罪中救出来。
So if we go back to Romans chapter 3 where we left off,
我们回到我们刚才停下的罗马书三章。
That that righteousness would come from God himself.
所以三章二十一节之后呢，他就会看见。
And that all the law and the prophets they testify, verse 21.
二十一节就在神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
And this righteousness from God comes through faith, not in the animal sacrifice, not in their good works, but in what? In faith in their Redeemer. Who is the Redeemer? The Lord Jesus Christ.
二十二节就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。这里并不是因为行为，因为你守了律法，而是因为信耶稣基督。
And he goes on to say that that righteousness comes from God through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe on the basis of faith.
所以这里给加给的这个背后的这个人呢，对象呢是一切相信的人，一切有信心的。
Now remember Job, he died.
你要记得呢，约伯其实已经死了。
But he died in faith.
但是他在信心中死的。
Because he died that the future Redeemer would someday come on the earth.
因为他死的时候，他是期望未来有一个救赎主会来的。
And then it goes on here in Romans chapter 3. There's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So there's no one that can say I'm righteous on my own.
所以没有人能说呢，我自己是能够称为义人。
Then in verse 24 he says, and they're justified, that is justified by God freely by His grace through what? The redemption.
如今却蒙是
The Redeemer has come.
却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。
The redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
Now the word atonement, it means that God has been satisfied.Completely by the sacrifice of Christ.
那我挽回祭哈，这个词就说明呢，神已经完全接纳了这个祭，就是耶稣献上自己这样的赎罪祭呢，已经满足了神对公义的需要。
All those animals that had been sacrificed in the Old Testament from the time of Adam and Eve being clothed right to the end of the Old Testament.They all could not take away sin. It took the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, to atone for sin, to be the place where God could be satisfied that that was an acceptable sacrifice.
所以从亚当夏娃开始杀的那只羊哈，给他们遮羞的开始，一直等到最后。耶稣来之前所有旧约的献祭呢，没有一样是可以除罪的，他们只是暂时遮盖。那直到耶稣来，耶稣自己把自己献上这样的一次献祭呢，才完全的满足了神公义的要求，也被神接纳了。
Now the rest of verse 25 makes that connection very clear.
所以二十五节的后半部分呢，就把这个联系讲得很清楚了。
He says he did this to demonstrate his justice. Because in his forbearance, he left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
因为他用忍耐的心啊，宽容人先时所犯的罪。
All those sins that happened in the Old Testament, they went unpunished.
所以旧约的所有罪呢，其实是宽容。他没有这时候没有审判，没有惩罚。
Those animals didn't bear away any sin.
这个动物呢，献的动物其实没有担当任何的罪了。
But God in His mercy, His forbearance, I don't know In the Chinese, is that word clear for you?
Yeah, for Brahma.
You know, he
patience.
God, his patience. He overlooked it for a time.
就是他用的是这个忍耐的心哈，就是神在这么样一段的时间里呢，他选择等着，他暂时忽视不看人犯罪的后果。
So the Old Testament is really one picture after another of the need for the coming Savior, which we find given to us in the Gospels.
所以旧约呢，其实是一个接着一个的图像哈，来演出来这样的一个大的需要，等候耶稣基督来的这样的一个大的需要，然后在耶稣来的时候，在四福音里这个需要就得着满足了。
And so he in verse 26 he said he did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
26节，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
He's just because all those sins that were committed beforehand, they went unpunished. But Jesus bore those sins when he died on the cross. Not only our sins now, but the sins of Adam, all through, right through the Old Testament.
所以神是公义的，他只是暂时的忍耐，不去审判惩罚那一切的在旧约犯罪的人，直到耶稣来。耶稣来了以后呢，耶稣在十字架上所做的这个救赎的功，不但替我们赎了罪，也替从亚当以来所有旧约的人都赎了罪。
So all the men and women in the Old Testament, they looked forward to the coming of God's sacrifice that would take away their sin.
所以旧约的不管什么样的人，男人女人，其实他们都是往前看，期盼这样的一个救赎主未来会来，会救他们。
But it was all future.
但这都是未来的，对他们来说。
And they died in faith, not having obtained the promises.
但他们是在信心中死的，他们并没有看见所应许给他们的。
Now we look back to the cross.
我们的时间点呢，刚好是反过来，我们是回头看看十字架的，他们是往前看看十字架。
So God has demonstrated His justice in that those sins that went unpunished in the past, they were punished. The Lord Jesus was punished for those sins. So He's just.
所以神是公义的，在审判耶稣的那个点呢，他把在耶稣之前、亚当之后所有人的罪呢，也都放在了耶稣身上。
Those sins were paid for.
那些罪呢，都得着了赎价。
And also he says here, he's just, and he will justify those who have faith in Jesus.
所以他说呢，他是公义的，他会为那一切有信心的人。在主里信耶稣的人称他为义。
Not only is his justice satisfied, but he pronounces us as completely just, completely forgiven.
所以他不但得着自己公义的要求，他也称我们这一切的人有信心的人称为义。
Now the Old Testament, again to talk about the Old Testament, it's the basis of all the New Testament doctrine.
所以旧约呢，我们回到这个点上，它其实就是所有新约的书信，新约部分的一个基础。
How often the New Testament writers, they quote the Old Testament, don't they?
你看这个新约的作者，他是不是经常引用旧约的经文？
And you can't understand the Old Testament unless you have the New Testament.
所以如果你没有新约呢，你旧约其实也看不明白。
That's why the Jew who has just takes the Old Testament, he's blind.
这就为什么犹太人他只拿着旧约呢？他就是其实是瞎的，他看不清楚。
It's very difficult to see, to understand a God just from the Old Testament.
所以你只是看在站在旧约的角度，你很难理解这个神。
Another thing about the Old Testament, it's written in a different language than the New Testament.
那另外呢，旧约它和新约是两种语言写成的。
Why would God do that?
神为什么要这么做呢？
Hebrews, or the Old Testament is written in Hebrews.
旧约是希伯来语写的。
Hebrews is, in many ways, a very ancient language.
Very ancient.
Ancient. Old. Very old language.
希伯来文呢，在各个方面，它是一个非常古老的文字。
It's a language that's very pictorial. It has its pictures.
它是个非常图像的文字，尤其是象形的文字。
So the Old Testament is full of pictures.
所以旧约呢也是有很多的，其实就是一直在给我们图景。
Pictures that we can interpret in the New Testament, they're like illustrations. They illustrate the New Testament.
那这样的图景的解释呢，全都在新约里。所以呢，新约用新约的角度去解旧约会更容易一些。
We use that one example of God covering Adam and Eve, covering their nakedness.
我们刚才就用了一个例子，比如说神，遮盖亚当和夏娃。遮盖他们的身体，遮羞啊。
A blood sacrifice that was necessary to cover their sin.
所以这就是呢，一个血的祭呢，是必须的，来为了遮盖他们的罪。
That's just it's a little bit of a picture for us of how God, through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're covered completely by the blood of Christ.
这就像呢，我们借着信心呢，就接受了耶稣基督他的血。就遮盖了我们的罪。
Another picture, you know, of Abraham and Isaac.
另外一个图景呢，
right?
亚伯拉罕和以撒。
All know the story of Abraham and Isaac.
我们都知道这个故事啊，亚伯拉罕和以撒。
Abraham was told to take Isaac, his only son that he loved.
那亚伯拉罕呢，就要把他所爱的唯一的。儿子啊，以撒啊，他要献上。
And to sacrifice him on a mountain.
要在亚摩利山上献上。
Now that mountain was the exact place where the Lord Jesus.
那这座山呢，也就是耶稣受难的那座山了，就是很多年以后。
The Lord Jesus was sacrificed there. The Father sacrificed His Son.
所以呢，前面呢是亚伯拉罕献以撒哈，后面呢也是圣父。
And Isaac was taken off the altar as like in resurrection, a picture of resurrection.
以撒从祭坛上下来啊，其实就像复活一样。
So there's just a picture, and the Old Testament is absolutely full of illustrations of New Testament truth.
所以整个旧约呢，其实是。满满的都是这个图像啊，来指向这个新约的这个图像，就是新约只是来解释这些图像的。
So in the Old Testament, it shows the need of the Redeemer.
旧约呢，也只是在解释我们要需要对救赎主的这个需要。
The Old Testament looks forward.To that, and preparation for the coming Messiah.
旧约呢也是期望来等候，来预备这个要来的弥赛亚。
The Gospels, they record the coming of the Savior, the Redeemer.
那福音书呢，它是在说就是已经来了的这个救赎主。
And the rest of the New Testament, it gives an explanation. It's the doctrine of the Messiah, the coming one.
剩下的新约部分呢，他就在解释教义了啊，就是他把这些东西呢都提炼出来讲，用道理把它讲出来。
And it also goes on into the future glories.
那也最后呢又进到了用 未来的荣耀里。
The glories of the future that God, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him.
就是一切神为那爱他的人所预备的荣耀。
We're not going back to Eden.
所以我们不会回到伊甸园啊。
Eden was a garden, a very beautiful place on earth.
那伊甸呢，是一个特别漂亮的地上的地方。
But God has prepared for us things that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard. No, it has never entered into the imagination of mankind the things that God has prepared for those that love Him.
那神呢，却给他所爱的人呢，预备了眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听的一切的恩典。
So, the Old Testament shows the need for grace.
那旧约呢，解释了对恩典的需要。
The Gospels record that the law, it says the law, and in John chapter 1, I guess we could go there, maybe it'd be good if we do, look at a few scriptures rather than just refer to them. John chapter 1, verse 17. Says the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
So, 律法是本着摩西，本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理却都是由耶稣基督来的。
See, the law was given later to show man what God required.The law was given to show God's standard.
律法赐给人啊，去来表示人的神的标准是什么。
But no one could ever keep the law. The law was never meant to give life.
但是没有人能够守全这律法，没有人借着守律法得生命。
Now the scripture you referred to in Corinthians about the glory of the Lord and the glory of the law in comparison.The glory of Moses and the glory of the Lord Jesus.
所以你刚才讲到的哥林多后书那个呢，他就在比较，摩西的就是律法的荣耀和，耶稣基督的荣耀。
Because the law was glorious.
所以律法呢是有荣光的。
But it showed the standard, God's glory that no one could meet.
但它只是 表示了神的标准啊，人没有人能够达到。
The law was given so that we might realize that all, we need mercy and we need grace.
所以律法给我们，只是让我们知道我们需要恩典，我们需要怜悯。
So here he says the law was given through Moses.As much glory as that was, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
所以十七节这里讲的，我们知道，律法是荣耀的，那是借着摩西传的，但是恩典和真理却都是直接由耶稣基督给我们来的。
And in Ephesians, it talks about that it's going to take ages, in the ages to come, He's going to show His.The glory of His grace in the ages to come, in Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书，我们看一下一章。
That's future.
找那节经文。
have to use this here.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2:7.
2章7节.
And he talks about the, here in verse 4, he talks about because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
4节往后，既然，然而神既有丰富的怜悯。 以弗所书2章4节， 因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
So the Old Testament is looking forward. It expresses the need.
所以旧约是往前看的，它只是说明了一个需要。
The New Testament is the fulfillment of that, but he doesn't just meet our need, which is salvation. But that salvation includes a vast eternity of his grace continually abounding toward us because of his love.
所以新约呢，它是满足了这个需要，但是呢，它不单单停在满足。 我们救恩的需要上，而且呢，借着基督把特别丰盛的、大的恩典和祝福呢，在永恒里的祝福都给了我们。
Now I've been speaking about heavenly blessings for the church.
那我刚才讲的就是教会的属天的祝福。But
the majority of the Old Testament has to do with the nation of Israel.
但是旧约的大部分呢，是在讲以色列国。Where
does all that fit in?
那这个怎么合起来呢？
You see, it was part of God's plan that after the failure of mankind up to the flood, violence had filled the earth. God had destroyed the earth, but one man found grace in his eyes, Noah.
所以在神的审判里啊， 全地只有一个人呢，在他眼里，在挪亚时代呢，只有挪亚是义人。
And so God destroyed every living thing but saved one family.
所以神呢，就消灭了一切的活物啊，只留了一家人。
Did it? Noah preached for 120 years but no one believed.
挪亚传道传了120年的没有人信。
So then after Noah came out of the ark, 10 generations went by.
After he came out of the ark.
And in that time, the whole world had departed from the living God.
那在那段时间里呢，整个世界又开始远离神了。What
did God do? He didn't bring another flood on the world because he promised that he wouldn't bring a flood.
那神怎么做呢？他并没有再来一次洪水，因为他应许了人啊，他不再用洪水灭地。But
instead, he chose one man, Abram, in Ur of the Chaldees, and called him out of Ur.
那相反呢，他选了一个人，是哪里的呢？在加勒底乌尔的亚伯拉罕。
And so one family, Abram,
一家人，亚伯兰一家。
He promised Abram, he said, Abram, go to a land that I'm going to show you. It's going to be yours after 400 years. It's going to be your family's
所以他说亚伯拉你去一个地我要显给你看啊，这块地呢在四百多年以后是给你和你的后裔的。
And Abram believed God.
然后亚伯兰相信了神。
And he had a son Isaac. And Isaac believed God.
他有个儿子以撒，以撒也相信。
He had another son Jacob. And Jacob believed God.
他有另外一个儿子雅各，雅各也相信。
Jacob had 12 sons.
雅各有十二个儿子。
And eventually his name was changed to Israel.
然后呢雅各的名字被神改成了以色列。
And the sons of Israel were 12 tribes.
那以色列的儿子呢，十二个儿子就成了以色列的十二支派。
You know the story, they were in Egypt, and then what? They were redeemed out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. There's another picture.
那紧跟着呢，他们去了埃及，在出埃及的时候呢，他们被救出来，是因着一头羔羊的血啊，就是逾越节，这又是一个图像。
And God eventually brought them into the land that He had promised to Abraham.
最终呢，神就把他们带进了那个应许之地。
And this nation was to be a nation that would glorify God and be a witness to all the nations around them.
这个国度呢，就是神要显明他荣耀，也要给全地各国的人做见证的这么一个国度。
And they were to destroy the nations that were in there, in that land, because they were very wicked idolaters.
然后呢，他们进迦南的时候呢，要把当地的各族呢都消灭了，因为当地各族太败坏了。
What happened? They fell into idolatry themselves, didn't they? They failed.
但之后发生什么了呢？他们自己也开始拜偶像了，以色列人也失败了。
They failed as a nation.
他们作为一个国家来说都是也失败了。
But God raised up prophets to try and bring them back.
然后神呢却一直的兴起先知呢，很努力的把他们要带回来。
The prophets preached against their sin and their idolatry.
然后呢先知就对着他们的罪和拜偶像啊，一直的警戒他们。
But the prophets also prophesied of a future for Israel.
但同时呢，这些先知也预言了以色列要未来要经历的事。
Because the promise that Abraham or that he God the promises that God made to Abraham they were unconditional.
因为神给亚伯拉罕的应许啊是无条件的。
And then he said, "I'm going to bless you forever."
神说我要永远的祝福你。
And all your seed, all your children.
和你和你的后裔。
Now, so.You have the nation of Israel. They failed as a witness, as a corporate witness, as a group, as a nation. They failed.
所以你看，整个以色列的人作为一个整体呢，他们也失败了。他们作为一个神见证的这个整体啊，失败了。
But there were many, many individuals who believed.
但是呢，有很多很多的个别的犹太人呢，他们是信的。
So.The Old Testament records that not only were the prophets that were sent to talk to bring back the children of Israel to God, but they also prophesied about a future kingdom.
所以先知呢讲到了这些事。先知呢不但预言呢神要把犹太人救回来，他更预言了在未来的国度呢神要兴起救赎主。
And that kingdom.That kingdom would be set up on earth.
那样的国度哈，要在地上建立。
So in the Old Testament, you have a history of God's people, the nation of Israel, that are going to inherit the earth someday.
所以在旧约呢，神告诉以色列人，他们会需要来继承啊，总有一天要在地上继承这个国度。
And the out of Israel, there was a man named David, the king, wasn't he?
然后从犹太人当中呢，又出了一个人，他叫大卫，他就是王了。
And God made a covenant with David because David believed God.
神和大卫也立了个约，因为大卫先信神了。
And so God made a promise to David that it was unconditional that his son would sit upon the throne of Israel.
那神也给大卫立的这个约呢，也是无条件的，就是他的后裔啊，一定要做王的，一定要是执掌王位的。
And when you open up the New Testament, the very first thing you find you find the genealogy of the King of Kings going back to David and to Abraham.
当你一翻开圣经的新约的第一篇，你就看见耶稣的家谱啊，那万王之王的家谱会一直往上倒，就倒到大卫了。
And the Lord Jesus is going to be the King of Kings.
那耶稣呢，就是这万王之王。
And so, what was hidden in the Old Testament was the secret, the mystery that God was going to bring out of the Jew and Gentile a heavenly people.
所以旧约里其实在描述的就是这样的一个奥秘啊，隐藏的一个奥秘，就是神要把他的子民，就是旧约的犹太人和我们这些外邦人要带出来。
Because right now Israel has been set aside.
那现在呢，以色列人先放到一边了。
When Jesus came as their Messiah, their King.They reject the nation of Israel rejected their king.
当耶稣来成为弥赛亚的时候呢，以色列人拒绝了。
And they crucified him.
啊，他们钉死了他。
But that was, even though man plotted evil against God and His Christ, God meant it for our good.
那即便人是在密谋里哈，想要做的是恶意啊，想要钉死。耶稣呢？但神却使这件事情成为我们的祝福。
And so, after Christ rose from the dead, Israel was set aside, and today Israel is still set aside.
那在神的旨意里呢？现在呢，以色列人是放在一边的，从当时开始到现在。
And what God did now was He called. Gentile and Jews together because he was forming a heavenly body of believers.
那现在神怎么做呢？他把犹太人和外邦人中间的一部分人呢都呼召出来，做了一个属天的主体啊。
The blessings of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they're all earthly promises.
那给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的祝福呢，都是属地的祝福。
And that was hidden. The church of this age was hidden in the Old Testament. It's not seen there.
那这个时代的教会哈，其实是隐藏在旧约里哈，是看不见的。
Read Ephesians chapter 3.
我们看一下以弗所书三章。
Paul in verse 1 says this. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, because he's writing to the Ephesians. They are Greek. So they are not Greeks. A lot of them are Greeks, but they are Gentiles.
三章一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷啊。那这个不但是给他是以弗所人，所以是有希腊的哈，所以是外邦人。
And he's telling them, you've already heard what I'm going to write down now.
然后他说，其实你们也知道我要写什么。
It's been preached before, probably by other apostles.
也许是其他的使徒们都讲过了。
He says in verse 2, Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation.
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
Now, a mystery in the New Testament is not something mysterious.
用启示，刚才第三节也读了，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
What he's talking about is something that was hidden before, but now has been revealed, and as he says, it was revealed to him.
所以这里呢，他就在说呢，其实是旧约的时候其实是隐藏的，但是现在向他启示了。
And he says, as I have already written briefly.
他说我已经略略写过的。
In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Now notice this. This is something new in the New Testament.
所以注意这里，这是在新约里新的内容了。
It was not made known to men in other generations as it is now revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And this is the mystery. That this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
And he goes on and says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me. Through the working of His power,
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐。这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
He says, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And here it is, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery.Which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And that was the great wisdom of God in all of this.
就是神的智慧啊，在
His primary plan from eternity past.Was a special body of believers, Jew and Gentile, that would become part of the bride of His Son.
所以他在万世以先的这样的个计划，就是从外邦人和犹太人里都一同呼召出来的一群人组成的教会，成为基督的新娘。
See, Abraham was not chosen from before the foundation of the world.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，在万世以先的他不是说被拣选。
The church was.
教会却是。
But Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Israelites, they were chosen after the world began.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各呢，他们是在有世界以后才被拣选。
It's as though Israel and all the prophets, they were like the womb that the church.Would be born from.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各呢，他们就像母父一样，他们是要生出教会来的。
This is God's ultimate purpose was the church.
但是神最终的计划啊，其实是教会来的。
So the Old Testament is kind of like, you might call it a stage.
所以旧约呢，你可以理解成是一个舞台了。
And the real action, though, what the playwright wanted to present was this beautiful church that he's choosing.
真正的实体呢，是这美好的教会在新约里。
So the Gospels they reveal the bridegroom, as it were.
所以福音是把这新娘啊，就是。
And the rest of the New Testament explains this, the bride. It opens up the bride and the bridegroom.
那新约的其他部分呢，就解释了这个新郎和新娘，就是基督和教会。
See, it was hidden to the Old Testament. It was hidden from Moses. It was hidden from David. It was hidden from the prophets.
但它对旧约来说是隐藏的。是从摩，不管是摩西还是大卫还是先知们。
But when we look back into the Old Testament, we can see hints.
但我们如果回看旧约呢，我们能看见很多的这个起就是这个暗示了，就线索。
For example, Solomon.
比方说呢，所罗门。
He was the great king, the greatest king of Israel.
他是以色列的最伟大的王。
He had a Gentile bride.
他有一个外邦的新娘。
Joseph.
约瑟。
the great man Joseph. He was the greatest man in Egypt.
他是埃及最伟大的宰相。
He took a Gentile bride.
他也有个外邦的新娘。
So you look back and you see a number of pictures through the Old Testament that we, now looking back, we get these pictures.
所以旧约有很多的图像，你现在回去看，你就明白那个意思是什么。
So when you read the scriptures, look the Old Testament scriptures, look for Christ, the need for Christ. Look in the characters of the Old Testament, pictures of Christ. In Joseph, you see that.
所以你在旧约的人的形象里，你都能看见耶稣。这也是我们读旧约的一个方式，就是比方说在约瑟的性格里，你就能看见基督。然后你要看见对救恩的需要，在旧约。
So the Old Testament is very rich picture book, as we call it.
所以旧约呢，其实是一个非常丰富的图像的书了。
So I don't know if that helps. I'm pretty long-winded.
我不知道这个回没回答你这个问题啊，比较长的一个回答啊。
But maybe others have some other things that you can add to this, some of your own thoughts too.
也许大家会有其他的一些想法能够加进来。
I have a question about the same in Second Corinthians chapter 3:6. I want to know more about this verse.
Second Corinthians. Are we? Is this a different question?
Same question.
Okay. Second Corinthians. Oh, Second Corinthians. Yes. No wonder I couldn't find it.
We don't have enough time to explain the all chapter, but can explain the one verse.
Okay. What time is it there? 3:6.
Verse 6.
Yeah, well, he's comparing there the letter. he's talking about the law, right? The letter of the law. And then he explains the rest of the chapter is the explanation. The letter, speaking of the law kills. The law is death.
他六节其实就在比较律法那个和恩典了。其实六节他说的字句呢叫人死，就是律法是叫人死的。然后七节往后的三章的后面部分就是在解释六节这一。
See, the law was written on tables of stone.
所以律法是写在石板上。
Thou shalt not.
不能做，就十诫。
And 10 commandments that were given to us.
十诫给了我们。
And we break those commandments every day.
我们每天都在犯这十诫。
Do you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength?
你们是不是尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神呢？
And the other part of the other table says, and you love your neighbor as yourself?
你是不是爱你的邻舍如爱己呢？
You never have a selfish thought?
你没有一个自私的念头吗？
Any thought of self is sin.
任何想到自己的这个自私的念头其实都是带着罪的。
We're all guilty.
我们都是罪人。
And whoever breaks the law dies.
那犯了律法的就都是死亡了结局。
So the letter kills.
所以字句叫人死啊，就这个意思。
What did the law? What purpose did the law serve them?
那律法要了干嘛呢？
So that we might plead for mercy.
让我们真的能够有这样的需要来请求怜悯啊。
What did that poor tax collector say when he went up to the temple?
那个可怜的税吏去到圣殿的时候，他说什么？
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
他说主啊，求你怜悯我，我是个罪人。
The Lord Jesus heard that man, and he told his disciples, that man went home justified.
所以耶稣听见了，他说这个人回家就，他是个义人。
He was condemned by the law.
他是被律法审判的。
But the Spirit gives life.
但是圣灵呢，却给人生命。
And you see, He writes the law upon our hearts, a living hearts here.
现在神就把这个律法呢写在人的心里了。
The Spirit gives life.
圣灵是带人生命的。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的八章。
And verse 1.
八章的一节。
Therefore, he says. Now this, he's just come through seven chapters of doctrine. Heavy, meticulous, legal doctrine.
You mean...
This is the... Yeah, he's just... Chapters 1 to 7... is the doctrine of the gospel explained.
所以罗马书的前七章是在讲这个救恩的这个教义。
So when you see a therefore, what you want to do is look back to see what it's there for. That's the pun. Doesn't translate into Chinese, I guess. You want, if you see a therefore, you want to look back and find out why it's therefore. What is therefore? I know it doesn't translate. Forget it. Forget it. Therefore, but what he's doing is summarizing now. Therefore.
Oh, okay. 就是为什么有 Yeah, because in Chinese it's not therefore.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it? What is it like?
Now.
Now.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
Why I cannot.
So what he's doing, he's summarizing.
Yeah.所以第八章开始了，他就开始总结了。所以他说如今哈，其实那个英语的那个转折词里面它是有总结，就是所以的意思。
What is the result of all this doctrine of justification by faith alone? That's what he's saying.
所以从以前面的这个称义的得救的教义里呢，前面七章里，然后能得出后面开始总结结果，就八章就开始讲了。
Through the sacrifice of Christ and our faith in that sacrifice, we're completely justified from all things.
所有我们看见的这个救恩，以及我们对这个救恩的信心呢，就完成了，就在这个得救的这件事情上呢，就做完了。
We can't keep the law to be justified.
我们不能够守律法来称义。
It kills us.
因为律法是会杀了我们。
So how we're justified? We're justified by faith in the one who did obey the law, the Lord Jesus.
所以我们是在那唯一一个真正顺服了律法、成全了律法的人里面，我们才称义的。
And we're completely justified by grace, by His grace.
而且是我们全然的靠着他的恩典才称义的。
Through faith.
也借着我们的信心。
So he says, therefore,There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以八章一节说，如今，就是也就是说，所以那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are taken out of Adam, and you are put into Christ. You have a new head, a new beginning. You're a new creation in Christ.
所以你信了耶稣基督以后，你就从亚当那里挪出来，也进到了一个。新的生命就是耶稣基督里面。
The Bible says that those in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
所以圣经说呢，在亚当里的就都死了，在基督里基督耶稣里的呢，都是复活的，就 made alive， 就是有生命的。
So if you're in Christ.You're as perfect before the eye of God as the Lord Jesus Himself.
那你如果在基督里呢？那你在神眼里啊，就是完全的，因为耶稣基督是完全，就如同耶稣基督一样。
Our position before God by faith puts us, makes us absolutely perfect in His eyes.
所以我们的借着信心呢，在神眼里，我们是全然的圣洁的。
So he says there's no judgment, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
所以那些在基督里的就不再定罪了。
The important thing is to be in Christ.
所以重要的是我们要在基督里。
So if you're out of Christ, you're condemned already.
所以如果你在基督以外呢，你就罪已经定了。
But if you're in Christ, you're absolutely justified before God.
那如果你在基督里，你就在神眼里是完全称义的。
Now notice here, this is the connection, Ruth, your question. Verse 2. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
You see, born naturally, we are in Adam, and we are subject to the law of sin and death.
所以我们生在亚当里呢，我们是生在罪和死的律之下的。
But the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus, you receive forgiveness of your sins, and you receive His Holy Spirit into your life.
然后你借着接受耶稣基督呢，你就从罪和死的律里面走出来了。
And that spirit of life is eternal life.
然后圣灵给你的生命是永恒的生命。
So we're free from the law of sin and death, and you receive the spirit of eternal life.
所以我们是从罪和死的律里面被脱离出来，然后接受圣灵以后呢，进到了永恒的生命的这个律里。
And so he explains in verse 3 a little further.
接着他在三节又讲得更清楚一些。
For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weak by the sinful nature.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
The law could never give life.
律法是不能给人生命的。
It's the letter kills.
So it just
condemns us.
它只是会定我们的罪。
What the law does is tells us exactly what we've done wrong.
所以律法做的其实就是完全告诉我们做错了什么。
Before the giving of the law, people still sinned.
所以在有律法以前呢，其实人也是犯罪的。
But their sins were not defined.
但这个罪呢，它没有描述出来。
And the law just gave a definition of what sin is.
那律法就把这个罪呢讲得很清楚了。
But giving the law did not give life.
所以给律法呢，其实并没有给人生命。
That's what the Jews made this big mistake.
这就是犹太人在这个上面犯了个大错误。
The Lord Jesus, when He came, He said, "You think you have the law of Moses, but He says you won't come to Me for life."
所以这就是耶稣来说呢，你们以为有耶稣有摩西的律法就够了，但你们不愿意到我这里来得生命。
Because of the sinful nature of man, he can never keep God's law.
因为人的罪恶的本性是不能够守全神的律法的。
But then he continues in that verse 3, he says what the law couldn't do. Verse 3 says, God did. What did God do? He gave life. He says, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but live according to the Spirit.
三节四节，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
So how does a Christian live?
一个基督徒怎么生活呢？
By trying to keep the law?
是努力的顺服我守全律法吗？
Read Romans chapter 7 if you want to find out about a man that tried to keep the law and be justified, a believer. He could not. He says, the law in verse 14 of chapter 7. We know the law is spiritual, but I'm unspiritual. That is, in his natural state. Sold as a slave to sin. I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do it. And what I hate to do, I find myself doing. That's the old nature that we still have as Christians.
对，就七章，如果你要知道一个基督徒他是他努力想去守全律法的呢，他就是七章十四节到十六节的这个他刚才读的这个部分，就是这个属灵的征战，我们老我会非常的强啊，这个非常难。
So what is the Christian's rule of life now?
基督徒的生命的原则现在是什么呢？
Not to keep the law.
不是去守全律法。
Now only can condemn us.
因为律法只会定我们的罪。
We have a new law now.
我们现在有个新的律啊。
It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
那就是生命圣灵的律啊，在基督里。
As we in the Spirit follow Jesus, we keep the law.Without thinking about it.
当我们持守自己在耶稣基督里呢，我们就会在一个什么状态呢？我们不需要思考，我们就守全了律法。
Our question should not be what does the law say, but what would Jesus do?
所以我们的问题呢，不是老是去问律法说了什么，我们要去问呢，耶稣会怎么做。
Our prayer should be, Lord Jesus, show me what you want me to do.
我们的祷告是，耶稣啊。主，你告诉我你要我做什么。
I want to please you.
我希望你喜悦。
And that's the spirit of the life in Christ Jesus that is going to make you free from the law of sin and death.
那在圣灵里的那个赐生命圣灵的这个律呢，它就会让你从旧的那个律法下面的审判里就把你救出来。
See, the Jew has the law as an object.Of his spiritual life.
那犹太人呢？他们把律法呢当做他们属灵的那个客体了，就是。
But that's just an illusion.
这其实是个误解，它是一个，对，是个错觉，其实。
The law should have taught him that he needed to look to God for mercy.
其实律法只是要带着人来到神面前求恩典的。
It says in Romans that we're dead to the law so that we might live to Christ.
所以我们是向着律法死，我们才有可能向着神，向着基督而活。
And so our object now is not the law, keeping God's law.
所以我们的属灵的目标不是律法。
Our object is Christ.
我们的属灵目标是基督。
What would Jesus do?
基督，耶稣他会做什么？
And so that,
他会让我做什么？
That's the law of the spirit. The law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
这就是为什么二节讲八章二节说赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了。
I don't know if that helps. Long-winded.
That's good. Maybe I explain to them. It's a bit of deep. Yeah,
certainly, yeah. Do some.
就是这个有一点深哈，对大家稍微有一点深。今天的这个其实是非常非常重要。它其实告诉我们呢，律法是让人死的。你若怀着一颗心总是要去守这个律法呢，你就不停的被定罪。因为你一直做不到，一直做不到，一直做不到。基督来干什么呢？他让你信的，所以你越信他，你越求他，你越到他面前去求怜悯，你越愿意跟随他，你就自然了守了律法。所以守律法是信的结果，而不是追求律法的结果。 追求律法只会带来定罪，而你因着信追求基督，就自然守全了律法。明白吗？对。I just summarize you.
Thank you. Yeah, you could, you could.
信就自然就守律法。
对对。
追求律法。
对，你不要说你去，你能够去字句使人死，就是你把律法摆在第一位，你就是死路一条，因为你守不全律法。你把基督摆在第一位，你自然就会守全律法。那就是。
One more thing, and I won't be long-winded. Jesus is coming.
还有一件事，就是耶稣要来了。
Maranatha.
Good news.
Good news. Yes.
耶稣快来。是耶稣的。你还有个问题？
这一句是很难理解的，因为很多的，其实还有很多问题在里面。什么龙方的退去了，龙方也那个不说了，具体时间没有了。
对，所以说 ，yeah, that's a quite a difficult passage. Yeah, because a lot of questions. But I think we explained a very important point. How's the Christian life the target?
Yes, and the Old Testament, yes. A little bit of a survey of how it fits together a little bit.
Yes.
I hope that's clear. Yes. I don't know.
It's clear, but the doctrine in the Romans is a bit of deep,
very deep. This, the Romans, is like a legal document that is...It's like I don't know what you call it.
It's like a textbook for the university students.
Yes. It's all there. Even if you don't all understand it all, believe it.
罗马书啊，罗马书的地位其实是非常特殊的，它非常重要。它在一个什么位置？它有点像法律文件。就是他把神的真理啊，他用一个特别逻辑、特别强大的严谨的方式把它讲出来。所以有的时候呢，对于初信的弟兄姊妹来说，稍微有一点深啊，我能理解了，稍微有一点深，就是不要着急啊。但他其实非常非常的重要，他无懈可击，就把所有的道理全解出来。罗马书，对，其实你这个问题呢，就跟多说你说这个问题，罗马书都解了，都为什么旧约是个什么地位，新约是个什么地位，旧约新约之间是什么关系，我们人在旧约是怎么样的一个状态，新约又是个什么样的状态，它全都解出来。对，它没有废掉，它刚才讲了，它就是一台戏，它就是一不停的有图像演给你看。
问题是从哪里来的呢？就是有一位讲的时候说是旧约废掉了，然后就问题就出来了。所以我那个教
对他没有解释清楚，他其实是我们不在律法以下了，他不是废掉了，而是
我觉得应该是
不要去
律法时代的过去了，现在是恩典时代。
对，他没有废掉，就律法是让我们知罪的，不是让我们称义的。
Just
explain to them that this is a bit of a deep but very, very important.
Very important.
Maybe we. 好，我们今天就到这里哈，我们做一个结束的祷告。啊，我们在这天上的父。我们谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理，父啊，我们盼望我们真的能明白律法和恩典的关系，旧约和新约的关系，父啊，我们盼望我们的心是向您的真理敞开的啊，让我们真的有这样的智慧啊，去领受着宝贵的真理，父啊，因为我们已经不在律法之下，我们是在您的恩典里，因为我们。有了基督就有了一切，因为基督成全了律法，我们要做的是怀着信心相信基督啊，来到他的面前，为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助，来到他面前为要明白我们当如何行。当我们 回转成孩子的样式信靠他的时候，我们就成全了律法，是吧？这样宝贵的真理，求您让我们真的明白，也愿意相信啊！不但相信这道理，更相信基督，时刻的来到他面前啊，寻求他的那美好最至善的旨意，父啊，也求您借着我们的信心把您的旨意启示给我们，让我们明白凡事当如何行，父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们晚间的时间，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。
您上午有没有？
有。